I believe I can take that message to our president and to the American people, and they'll say, Mitt Romney understands the economy because he's lived in it. I understand a merit-based society. I believe in the principles that made America the greatest nation on earth. And Speaker Gingrich and I have a lot of places where we disagree. We'll talk about those.
Why don't you name them?
Well, places where we disagree? Let's see. We could start with his idea to have a lunar colony that would mine minerals from the moon. I'm not in favor of spending that kind of money to do that. He said that he would like to eliminate, in some cases, the child labor laws so that kids could clean schools. I don't agree with that idea. His plan on capital gains, to remove capital gains for people at the very highest level of income, is different than mine. I'd eliminate capital gains, interest, and dividends for people in middle income. So we have differences of viewpoint on some issues, but the real difference, I believe, is our backgrounds. I spent my life in the private sector. I understand how the economy works. And I believe that for Americans to say goodbye to President Obama and elect a Republican, they need to have confidence that the person they're electing knows how to make this economy work again and create jobs for the American middle class.
Your response?
Now, just a second. You had four allegations. Do I get four responses?
Take your time.
Okay. Let's start with the last one. Let's be candid. The only reason you didn't become a career politician is you lost to Teddy Kennedy in 1994.
Well, now, wait a second.
I mean,
Brennan, you'll get another response. Okay. Go ahead.
Do I get to go ahead?
Please.
No, and I'm just saying, I looked at it, I thought, you know, I'm a citizen. I've served the country in many ways. You're a citizen. You served the country in many ways. But it's a bit much. You'd have been a 17-year career politician by now if you'd won. That's all I'm saying on that one. Now, number two. I'm proud of trying to find things that give young people a reason to study science and math and technology and telling them that someday in their lifetime they could dream of going to the moon, they could dream of going to Mars. I grew up in a generation where the space program was real, where it was important, and where, frankly, it is tragic that NASA has been so bureaucratized, aims that Iowa State's a perfect example. Iowa State's doing brilliant things, attracting brilliant students. I want to give them places to go and things to do, and I'm happy to defend the idea that America should be in space and should be there in an aggressive, entrepreneurial way. Third, as to schools, I think virtually every person up here worked at a young age. What I suggested was kids ought to be allowed to work part-time in school, particularly in the poorest neighborhoods, both because they could use the money. If you take one half of the New York janitors who are unionized and paid more than the teachers, an entry-level janitor gets paid twice as much as an entry-level teacher. You take half those janitors, you could give lots of poor kids a work experience in the cafeteria, in the school library, in the front office, in a lot of different things. I'll stand by the idea young people ought to learn how to work. Middle-class kids do it routinely. We should give poor kids the same chance to pursue happiness. Finally, on capital gains, Matt, I asked you about this at Dartmouth. I'm astonished. You're a businessman. You want to create jobs. A $200,000 cap on your capital gains tax cut is lower than Obama. Now, you know, if you really want to create jobs, you want to encourage the people who make more than $200,000 who actually have capital to invest the capital in the U.S. I'll stick with zero capital gains. We'll create vastly more jobs than your proposal.
Governor Romney, you're